The Community Connection Program is part of the city's Shannon Grant Initiative. The state grant focuses on gang management and prevention, targeting teenagers to young adults. This year's $100,000 award allowed the city to hire Adam Hines as the city's first dedicated program coordinator in March.
There's a handful of vulnerable neighborhoods here in Pittsfield, and data indicates that these are the neighborhoods that and streets that have the highest number of arrests and incidents with police. It has the highest levels of unemployment, and I'm still doing a lot of the research, but I wouldn't be surprised if it also has the highest levels of education truancy.
The program will provide additional money to the city's police department to patrol hotspots as the summer approaches. The city saw 4 shootings last summer that injured 5 gang members. While enforcement plays a role, Hines says rooting out the underlying causes of criminal activity is the goal, partnering with local organizations like Berkshire United Way to offer academic and athletic activities. The city plans to hire an outreach specialist and form neighborhood-based caretaker councils to provide needed parental support, according to Hines.
Support to moms and caretakers is just central. There's one housing development we're working with that has 44 units. 41 of them are headed by a single mom, and that just really jumped out at me. It underscores the importance of moms as an important anchor for funneling support, for understanding what's happening in homes, and as a way to reach both the kids and the parents, and making sure that opportunities are available for both.
Through the recently announced program, $15,000 will be allocated to the county's Bridging the Gap project, allowing 20 youth to go through the course. The Youth Intervention Initiative is offered across Massachusetts through the Salvation Army. Bridging the Gap offers 3-month-long courses to teens referred by the Berkshire County Juvenile Court System. Carol Hildebrand is the county's program director.
Starting with choices, how to make decisions, career planning, teen employment, teen dating, cooking, and back to basics, even how to iron, how to sew basic buttons onto their clothing. Anything that we think is what a teen needs to review or to learn, life skills, that's what we do.
Bridging the Gap partners with Berkshire Community College, the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office, and other organizations to present workshops for teens during the 3-hour sessions twice a week. Hildebrand says some guest speakers were heading down a troubling road at one point as well.
You can stand and say this is rule number 1, 2, and 3, but when a teen hears a person that's gone through different situations, it really hits home with them and they really take in the good path and the bad path of life.
The program stresses parent involvement from the get-go and tracks the students beyond the 3 months through high school and helps them seek employment. Hildebrand says there is a 10% recidivism rate among the roughly 60 teens who have completed the program in the past 8 years.
We are reality. That's how I present the program. It's no sugarcoating of, oh, you'll get a great job, that whatever. No, you have to do the right thing. Employment is tough, so when you're in school, you get good attendance. You get your grades as high as you can because employers are looking for people that are reliable.
Bridging the Gap is launching a cookie factory, which Hildebrand hopes will turn a profit. Teens will run the operation top-down from baking, marketing, and accounting. The hope is they can eventually be paid for their work.
We started 3. That does not mean 3:15. That means 5 to 3 or 3 o'clock. So those are the ethics that I'm trying to teach the kids.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.